October has been Children's Environmental Health Month, and this week is National Lead Poisoning Prevention Week. So groups in California that advocate for children's health are asking for changes to the state's 10-year plan to replace lead pipes. California could get up to $1.25 billion from the infrastructure bill to replace old lead water lines. Kelly Hardy, with the group Children Now, says a coalition of health and environmental groups has written a letter asking the California State Water Resources Control Board to get the lead out.
We're pushing that they use all the available funds to replace all of the pipes and to add filters so that there's not an increase in lead in the water when the pipes are being replaced, and also provides for systematic sampling of the water.
The Water Board, in a statement, said that in order to receive funding, water agencies will have to replace the entire lead line and provide filters and testing. Agencies have 2 years to inventory lead in utility-owned and customer-owned service lines. The State Division of Drinking Water has inventoried more than 10 million water lines and found almost 11,000 lead fittings, but very few lead pipes. Dozens of water agencies are currently replacing fittings. Hardy wants families to be notified when pipes upstream are undergoing work, because just disturbing galvanized pipes to replace them can cause a spike in lead levels in tap water.
We know that there's no amount of lead that's safe for kids, and it can cause a whole host of problems. Learning disabilities, impaired hearing, hyperactivity, delayed puberty, and other health and behavioral effects.
Maps from the California Department of Public Health show that the Humboldt, Merced, Sacramento, and Santa Cruz areas report high levels of lead in children's blood compared to other areas of the state. People can contact their local water district to ask for data on lead levels in the water as well as lead abatement efforts. For California News Service, I'm Suzanne Potter. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.